Here's the good and better bits of Kennedy Malloy.
On the work site, there's good, better, and then there's Bosch.
Upgrade to the new 18V lithium-ion batteries today.
Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yep, and it's Friday, people. Time to go. Last drinks, and we are off. Cannot wait. Today's show, Kennedy Malloy, me, Mick Malloy, and Jane, is it Jane Kennedy
or what?
Ricardo Montalban?
Why are you talking like that?
I don't know.
Oh, because I've got a different fake tan.
Something different about you today.
I know. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good and up and out. I'll tell you what, we've got an amazing story about a saga that has blown apart a bowls club.
Oh, dear.
And it involves coleslaw.
Up in Nambour, I think it is.
Yeah, no, this is great.
Is that home of the big banana?
Pineapple.
Pineapple.
Yeah.
Is it?
Pineapple
you're going to go with.
Well, bananas, Coffs Harbour.
Yeah, all right, mate.
Oh, okay.
Hey, don't get all defensive about your big things.
Hey, we go around this great, big, wide country right around Australia
today. We'll be going to Nambour itself. We'll get to the bottom of that. I love a good yarn about a goal, bowls club.
Oh, this is great.
It's got all the hallmarks of a classic.
I love it.
This could be a Crackerjack 2 coming down the pike any day
could
now.
Could be.
Hey, we are laden down with top shelf guests. Ross Noble, one of the funniest men alive.
He's terrific.
He's got
bloke.
A swing by the studio.
Yep.
He's got a big national tour. All the bits he didn't get to last time. We're going to post all those addresses on our website. Yep. We'll speak to him a little later.
We will. And we're also going to talk to Adam Rosenbachs, another awesome, funny bloke, another friend of our show. And he's got a tale to tell, I believe. He's going to talk to us about a very strange gig he did recently.
I don't know why he took it. I really don't.
Well, because, you know.
The man's an idiot.
He's not a clown.
All right. Well, we'll have Clowns of the Week. We'll have a World Cup update. We'll have calls. We'll have tweets. There's so much more. All packed into the one big program we're calling Kennedy Malloy. It's our last day before we head off on
the school
holidays
time, so, you know.
And you have been, your behaviour today.
Why?
Has been.
What do you mean?
Disruptive at best.
I don't believe.
And counterproductive at worst.
I don't know what you mean.
Dave, who runs around a radio station, harumphs back from the kitchen going, there's just no champagne glasses.
What? Yeah, and that is true.
That is,
well, it's a very big station.
What FM station?
I thought to get in the mood last day.
Get your flutes out, do you?
Well, I thought I saw some somewhere. Where's me champagne flutes?
Where's your champagne flutes?
Come on.
They'll be
waiting. 2018.
They'll be waiting for you in the first class lounge if I know where
travel. As if.
Yeah.
I've told you I'm travelling with my family.
What have you done? You're all.
What do you mean? I'm all.
You've got a.
Do I look good?
Well, you look like you're almost in blackface.
That would be terribly un-PC of me.
That would be terrible. You haven't gone that far.
I wouldn't have done
that. So this is, you were talking to us yesterday. You said you had a key to your own walk-ins.
It's actually a buzzer. A buzzer on a shop front. You go bing.
And you go in.
And you go in and you go into a booth by yourself.
Right.
And you nude up.
Yeah.
You press a button if you want like light tan, middle of the road or.
What are their settings? Or Ricardo Modular.
Copacabana. And I just go in there and I did it just
set
on the way to work.
Trump.
I did set it to Trump. It only takes 4 minutes. Although it took 6 minutes because I did double on the legs.
Oh, right.
So I get a double tan on the legs. So it looks, I had to get a nail fixed as well.
Oh, man.
Oh, jeez.
Natural
wear and tear going on.
You don't get it. There's a lot of things involved, and women listening now will understand this. When you go on a holiday and it's summer, there's so much involved to get yourself ready.
Oh, think about me. I had to put my underarm on. And put some deodorant in my shaving bag.
Fresh pair of undies.
You haven't got any aerosols, have you? Because you're going on a plane, aren't you? You know what you can take and not. What liquids you have? How much moisturiser? Don't worry, they'll steal it.
They will.
Yeah.
I know they do. I told you that. I've drank a bottle of Grange at the airport.
Really?
I'm going to take it off me at LAX. She said, you're going to have to leave that here. I said, no, I won't. And I stood out the front and drank it. Front got on the plane. They said, well, you're a bit tipsy, but...
I might do that. Might pick up some duty
Why free. Not, Jane Kennedy? I'm a little hungover today. I went to the football last night and...
What time you get to bed?
What
do you mean?
You're presuming I've been to bed.
You're in the corporate box too, weren't you?
I was in a corporate box.
Oh, you know what I've heard?
Our boss.
I've heard our boss is in big...
He turned up for an
hour. What'd you do to him?
He turned up for an hour. I read the Riot Act. told him all your grievances.
Listen.
I got stuck into him because there wasn't enough Kennedy Malloy advertising around. Look at this.
How did that
look
go down?
He got bored with it after about an hour.
Really?
But he's turned up today.
And you didn't ruin him, did you? Come
I haven't
on.
Seen him all
he's
day.
Only been here for an hour, lying didn't on a couch him. Somewhere.
Yeah, well, no, he's seen sleeping in two separate offices.
Disgraceful. He's our leader.
He's our leader.
Harden up, everyone.
Jeez, come on. But that's what it is. That's what people expect when you work at a radio station. They expect champagne glasses.
That's how you get bumped up the order. Your ability to handle a big one.
I'll tell you what's a big one.
Get off the mat.
And Fitzy had this in his office. Oh, he said to me the other day, he goes, Jane, I want to show you something.
What?
Oh, I got a bit nervous. I went in. Yes.
I've seen it.
Did he have pants on?
You've seen it too, Dave. Did you get called in?
I did get called in.
Don't say that. Don't say that. He had pants on.
Yeah.
We both got called in at different times. It's the most amazing Gunners box set you have ever seen. Dave, you
it's
know
like
all
vault.
About it.
Yeah, it's the Appetite for Destruction Locked and Loaded Edition Vault,
right.
Which I believe you can purchase today along with a bunch of other great Gunners stuff like Appetite for Destruction, the Audiophile Vinyl Edition and your regular stuff. But this vault, which is, I think it's about $2,500 worth.
How do I get one?
I think there's only three or four in Australia, I believe.
Let's give this one away.
Fitzy's got one.
Let's give this one to a listener.
I don't think we can.
Why? Oh, sure
no, either. There's some rules involved.
He will
that you
kill
can't
us
do it.
If we do that.
Because it's Fitzy's.
He's not here. I'm going to give away to one lucky.
Don't give it away. I want it.
Fitzy's, what is it?
I'll tell you what.
It's Fitzy's box.
Yeah, it's got a 96-page hardcover book. There's vinyl discs. There's skull face rings, concert tickets, patches, buttons,
handmade
metal
cards. But
it's
got lots of drawers you pull out.
Everyone's
it's amazing.
Ringing.
It's not. Now, listen, you can't tease people.
You will get in massive trouble over this.
I presume.
Hold fire, everyone.
All right.
Hey, Dave, in your magic jukebox, I presume you might have a Gunners song.
Let's
for
do
us
it.
To
Sweet
kick off the show.
From
okay.
Appetite for Destruction.
Fitzy, call. You've got this song to call. If you don't, I'm going to give it away on the other side.
Stand by.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Bit of Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine, Appetite for Destruction, Locked and Loaded Edition. You've got one right in front of you right there.
Yeah, we're
got
pulling
the
out all the drawers.
I've got the vault in here. To describe it to you, it's like a mini bar fridge.
It is.
Full of goodies.
Amazing.
All...
But like hardcore Gunners rings.
And they've got a coin in there.
Yeah.
A coin.
I've taken it out and replaced it with a Mick coin.
We've got a photo on our Twitter if you'd have a look at it.
That's a frightening prospect
for
someone.
They're rare. There's only three in Australia. They're collector's items. I see it belongs to Fitzy, but I said if he didn't ring in, I think he's still hungover. He may have had a couple last night. And I said...
You got him in that what position, by the way.
I may have been
you're to blame.
Not feeling much better myself. If he didn't ring up, well, we'll give it away. So anyway, I haven't heard from him. Is that Mick on the line, is it?
Hello, how
hey,
you
Mick.
Going?
Yes, what? What do you say?
Listen, Fitzy just rang me. He said, it's all yours. You can have it.
Really?
Okay. Have you seen them yourself? Have you? The Gunners?
I had a quick look online, and then, once he called me, I messaged him, and then he called me, said, since you've been a loyal listener, you can have it.
Yeah, that sounds like Fitzy.
Oh, actually, hang on. I think he's...
Wow.
He may have called through. Hello. Yeah. Who's that? Well,
so I'm trying to pick the kids up from school and I have 15 people ring me and my phone starts buzzing going, Mick's giving away the Guns N' Roses box. I've got to call the station quickly.
I told him not to, Fitzy, because I know that you want that one. I mean, that's in your... I said you showed me
put it back
in your office.
Put that box back in my office.
It's sitting right in front of us at the
it's
moment.
It's right in front of us. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put it out the front of Triple M like hard rubbish.
Oh, no.
And see how long it lasts, Fitzy.
It is as rare as rocket horse poop, and it doesn't belong to me.
Oh.
Got to go back.
Come on, mate.
To me. Trust me.
It's
there so that you guys and Dave can see how amazing this box set is.
Well, can we post a picture of it?
Yeah, we'll put that up on our Twitter. Yeah, Kennedy.
People can actually buy them, can't they?
Apologies to Mick. You're not going to get it. Mick, Fitzy's rang in ruined everything.
You can give him. You can give him a copy of the remastered Appetite album, though. Like, give him something.
Why don't we give him a CD and a can of Coke, like the old days? Say thanks for calling up, Mick.
Yeah. Only if it's icy cold. Can I go away now?
Yes, you can go away. Bad
go and have
sorry,
a sleep.
Sorry to hear about the Sydney Swans. They were
The line's breaking up here.
Hey, and more Kennedy Malloy advertising, eh? What about the football?
Just tell me one thing, that he has not renegotiated any more RDOs, because I'll kill you. No.
Well, how many have you taken so far?
No, stop.
I'll check the fine print, James.
Oh, yeah.
I need to check the fine print. Yeah, I made a bet over the football.
It was a bet made.
I can't quite remember.
All right, Fitzy, that's it. Pick up the kids, go home, go to bed. Take a Barocca. That's what I did. See you tomorrow. I'll see you when I get back.
All right. It's Fitzy.
That was a head no.
That's a no from him.
Mick. What about?
Well, sorry to our fans, listeners.
Why don't we chuck it out the window?
I don't. It's too.
I like your hard rubbish one.
That's fine. Imagine how long it would last.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
There are many contenders.
Hey, I'm the leader, bro.
Please explain.
I'll let you finish.
Oh, good for you.
But it can't always be this guy.
You are fake news.
Who will be?
He was a famous clown.
Clown of the week.
No one. Trump this week. No,
I
Trump.
Think we
wow.
have a break.
Are we having
Trump?
A break?
Why not?
That's what I'm looking forward to in a holiday too. So I'm going to try.
Trumpless.
I'm going to get on an island and not even think about it.
I think that's a good idea. In fact, don't open a newspaper.
133353, give us some calls. We've got a few on the line. Jane, you found something in your travels.
I have, and it's to do with one of the Triple M's own.
Oh, who?
And you know I'm a big fan of Luke Boner,
you
who
are.
Does Midnight
You always come
Dawn.
In here mentioning his, what he's been up to last night.
One of the things I love is because he has such a strong relationship with the listeners.
Right.
He's our overnight, our Midnight Till Dawn announcer.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, yeah.
In which
all markets, everyone can hear him.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's just got a great vibe, and I like him. He's real. This
Is that his real name, by the way?
Yes, it is.
Luke Boner?
Yep.
Yeah.
B-O-N-A.
Sort of known as the overnight boner. That's, I think that's the colloquially around the office.
Okay.
Whoever does breakfast, he should call the show Morning Glory.
Well, there's plenty of those, isn't there? All right, so this was brought to my attention. Well, I did hear this the other night. This was him chatting to a woman who'd had a pretty tough time. And it was, of course, during the World Cup. So let's just see how Luke handled the situation.
Tracy, g'day, how are you?
I went through a house fire about a year and a half, nearly 2 years ago.
Yeah.
It was in a commission house and I'd reported the smoke alarms twice not working and now I'm 80% burnt all over my body.
Oh, jeez.
I was in a coma for 11 days.
Just wait there. Now. Just wait there a second, Tracy. Belgium has just scored this audio thanks to SBS.
Thierry Henry would have been proud of that. Graham Jones on his feet as well. England, three group games and clean sheets.
There you are.
Okay, all right. That is...
what is...
Wow.
Because here's the two-pronged effect. When you have a world event on, I would have thought maybe he would have not stopped it because it was Belgium.
Belgium wasn't even Australia.
Wasn't
even Belgium's kicked a goal.
Could have waited.
Can we hear it again? I want to hear it again.
Okay.
All right.
Tracy, g'day, how are you?
I went through a house fire about a year and a half, nearly 2 years ago, and now I'm 80% burnt all over my body.
Oh, jeez.
I was in a coma for 11 days.
Just wait there. Just wait there a second, Tracy. Belgium has just scored this audio thanks to SBS.
Wow.
That is unbelievable.
Wow.
Thank you. That's all I was waiting for.
Wow.
I think, Luke, we give you a clam for that one, buddy.
A boner. Mate, you take out of the sports results when a woman says, just told you.
Horrific story.
I've got 80% burns in my body.
Oh, my God, in a coma. And
he did get back to her. We might return to it later on because it's probably one of my favourite pieces of radio all year.
I was listening to him the other night. The guy came in and he said, I've... just been in a horrific accident. I'll never walk again. Sorry, mate. A quick wait, Randwick.
Boner.
He's sounding really concerned at the start. Oh, jeez, that's terrible. Hang on, Sandy. can I do a quick one before we go to the callers?
Yes.
This is classic. NBN. You know these guys get on my...
Oh,
go! Hired someone around from Telstra the other day.
Yeah,
because I've had no Wi-Fi.
I know, for ages. Terrible.
He comes around, and I just for a laugh as he's working on it. I go, mate, you wouldn't have any idea when this suburb's slated for the NBN. And he burst out laughing. He goes. There's a website you can go to, but off the top of my head, you won't get it. For a year and a half.
Oh, my God. Jeez. Why? But we all are told.
Because we are a backward,
what's going on?
Stupid country.
So what do you got to claim?
So have a look at this. The NBN have released a new advert promoting its urban rollout.
I think I'm on a second.
There's the ad.
Yeah.
And you can see it. on a street that won't get the network until 2020.
Oh, wow.
Yep, it's coming.
Oh, you're right. It's Breakfast Point Boulevard.
At Breakfast Point.
In Sydney.
That's the only time you'll see any NBN vans around there, people. Yeah. Till 2020.
That's hilarious.
You made me laugh. All right, Chris, what do you got, buddy?
Got Diego Maradona.
Maradona. Yeah, well, he wasn't even playing.
He's just watching.
He almost had a heart attack.
Yeah, what a clown.
You clown him. Yeah, well,
it's sort of not his fault.
He'll be back. He's pickled.
You can't. He has very erratic behaviour, I think, but it wouldn't be the same if he wasn't there.
It wouldn't be the same, Chris. You make a good point.
Thanks, Chris.
Glenn, who's the clown?
Myself.
Why, what'd you do?
Captain Dumbass.
Why, what happened?
Oh, I listen to you guys every day, and Jane, you sound hot on the radio.
Wow. Oh, thanks,
and,
Glenn.
I never knew what you looked like, and I'm driving over the Balti Bridge, and I see you and Mick there, and I'm like, that must be her. She's damn hot. She's pretty hot.
Yeah, clown.
All right, Glenn. Calm down.
I'm confused that why we should clown Glenn for thinking I'm hot. Thanks, Glenn.
I'll take any compliment I can get. You should see her today. It's like she's had
I'm a bit Maradona.
Burns.
I'm pickled.
You've got some kind of...
What? No, you're having a go at my fake tan.
Put some sunglasses on.
Come on.
What'd you do? Don't worry, I look industrial.
Yeah, I did. I upped it.
Someone painted on. Did you get a couple of tradies round?
I think I might have turned the dial up a bit high.
A couple of tradies round?
Is it embarrassing?
Erect the scaffolding? Well, no, I don't know.
Do you need sunnies on?
Hey, she is
Thanks,
hot.
Thanks, Glenn.
Glenn. Well done.
That's lovely.
Steve, what's going on, mate?
Nikki. Oh. You're the clown, buddy.
Oh, I'm the clown?
Oh, yeah, I like this.
For what?
Well, you had AJ Styles and Carmelo on, was it Monday, correct?
Yeah, we did.
For the WWE coming out here.
And how did you reference Triple H as?
Oh, well, I've got that audio if you wanted to hear it.
Oh, good on you.
Everyone from the current roster, from Raw and SmackDown Live, and then you have past legends. We have Hall of Famer Shawn Michaels
and Triple X.
Triple X, Steve.
Triple X, I've just got it on my mind.
Oh, it's not very comforting, is it?
Stop downloading porn.
All right, give him something.
You've got to shut him up. Prize back coming your way, Steve. Thanks.
All right. Hey, we'll keep going with this.
Sure.
I've still got a very good bowling story here. We've got some other calls lined up.
I've got quite a few others to clown.
All right.
Yeah, including a mountain.
Entire mountain?
Yeah,
a region?
Mountain.
The Alps.
Nah.
The Alps?
Stand by.
No, Mount Buller. No?
Shush, stand by. Oh, over to you, Dave.
133353. Keep your clowns coming through.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
I like it a lot. We're going to Nambour. Sunshine Coast retiree who claimed she was blacklisted by a bowls club.
Robin Perrin. She's 67.
Perrin.
Looks lovely.
We're not clowning her. Who are we clowning?
We're clowning the bowls club and the people who were running it.
Well, it depends which side you take, really, doesn't it? She was accused of sacked from the club, asked to leave, after being accused of slamming another lady's cooking. She's won a Supreme Court in battle.
Yes.
This has got all the way to the Supreme Court to get her back on deck. Mrs. Perrin claimed in court that Chairman Ralph Wells wrongly accused her of saying, "I won't eat anything prepared by that bitch," about a fellow club member, and that she'd been humiliated and bullied by the bunch of cowboys who run the club. Listen to this. She also said tensions were triggered last October when the club ran out of coleslaw at a lunch dubbed the Ladies' Fiesta Day incident because she took some uneaten slaw from another diner's finished plate and served it up.
Oh, that's nothing wrong with that.
If that happened, you're out. Well, I've had no bowling clubs. They'll roll you for... Do you know, there was a guy, this is down in Melbourne, I think it was a Sorrento or somewhere down there, and the captain of the club got rolled for trying to introduce short socks for men.
Really?
And that was it. They got him.
What is it about clubs and rules? Honestly, it's pathetic.
The wheel of cheese, that's an actual... incident. There was a whole...
What do you mean?
Well, there's a scene in my movie which we talk about
the wheel of cheese.
And how it's to be cut. Mm. And that is based on a true incident that happened at a golf club where they had a meeting and then the minutes of the meeting suggested the appropriate way to take cheese from the wheel of cheese. This is hilarious.
Well, all right, let's clown them. We're done there.
We're up at Nambour.
Mm. I'm going to clown Mount Agung in Bali.
Oh.
What?
What's that
done? You can't clown a mountain. You can't clown.
When it's foofing out lava and it's disrupted all the school holidays for so many people and they're waiting at the airports around the country.
Is that where you're going?
It's not where I'm going, but I've got friends who are going there and they've got no time or date for them to get on.
I'm just
going to
ask you one question. What is the one job a volcano has?
It's spew lava.
Right. Hmm. And you're telling me...
Yeah, because sometimes these experts... say, well, nothing's going to happen for ages.
Well, clown them, but don't clown them. I love that mountain.
Oh, really?
I fell in a volcano.
What are you talking about?
I've been waiting. You know that one, the guy, there's a story the other night where the guy's girlfriend got hit in the head with a molten rock?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one I went to. Well, I climbed the top thinking there'll be some kind of observation deck.
Right.
How do I know
Well,
this?
I got to the top and just started sliding in.
No.
Okay. Well, this is a bit...
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Feet a bit warm.
Haven't they got something with the binoculars I can put 20 cents in and have a look? No. I'm inside a frigging volcano.
That's amazing.
Well, you can't get out and you can't get into Bali at the moment. That's very disappointing for people, but...
Yeah, but you can't clown the volcano.
Listen.
It's doing what the volcano does. It erupts. It spews lava.
Okay.
That's its job.
Your turn.
You're effectively clowning nature. And
against nature. Oh, for God's sakes. I mean, for his sake.
Lee.
Hello, Lee.
Leah. What is it, Leah?
Leah.
All right, don't get snappy. And now,
what's Leah done?
That's nothing.
Leah's not snappy.
Hey, clown Leah.
All right.
She sprung up. It's the first time we've ever clowned a listener. Gave your life, Leah. What do you got?
The policeman who booked the postman for riding his motorbike.
Oh, this is a good story.
So he booked him once for delivering the mail
on the footpath. Yeah.
And then he booked him again for parking his motorbike out the front of the post office.
Oh, that's rubbish.
Where he works as a postie. I can't stand, you know what it reeks of is just getting their numbers up for the day. Right. You know what they call it when
quota system. Mm-hmm. I've told you this is the birth of all evil.
It's ridiculous.
But this is all too. I would have thought there'd be a bit of bro code between, your posties and your coppers. There should be some kind of uneasy alliance where wink and nod. We're all providing a service. Yeah. We all have to get out there with the public, and I'll turn a blind eye.
Yep.
I mean, the guy's delivering.
Mail.
How's he supposed to deliver his mail?
I don't know. How do you do it otherwise?
Really upset.
Everyone's gone crazy.
All right. You're really...
Okay. Can we take our next caller?
Yeah.
Brendan.
Hello, Brendan.
Hello, Mick and Jane.
Yeah. What's up, Brendan?
Mick's the clown of the week.
Mick is the clown of the week. Why is he the clown of the week?
I don't know about this.
Because he's going to give away a Guns N' Roses prize pack and then puts conditions on it and then the boss rings up and says he can't.
See what I have to work with, Brendan? He's just...
Oh, Brendan, you can have it.
What do you mean?
Yeah. Oh, no. What's that?
You can't just do that.
Yeah, you can have it, but it's going to be in pieces.
Wait. What do you mean?
Hey, Mick. No, that's worth $3,000. What are you doing?
Oh, you've gone too far now.
Oh, my God. I wanted that.
Well.
Didn't we all?
There it is. Brendan, come around and pick it up, mate.
Yeah, you should pay for it out of your own money. You're not short of a dollar.
Go, Brendan.
Hey, Brendan, what's this turned into a roast, has it?
Give it away.
Well, it's in pieces.
It's in pieces now.
Good luck with that. Let's get a prize to Brendan instead.
Yeah. You know what?
Shut him up.
I have a feeling Brendan won't remember having this conversation in about half an hour
I got two tickets for you to go see Bon Jovi.
What?
Oh, I hate Bon Jovi.
Oh, you are a sourpuss.
We're taking them back.
That's
nothing,
hilarious.
You're not getting the tickets. We'll give them to somebody who wants them.
What? I'll have them.
Yeah, me too.
I want the tickets to Bon Jovi.
You don't need tickets. You're bum chums.
We'll be talking to him when he comes to town.
All right. Well done, everybody.
All right. Well, real period.
Can someone come here?
Crazy hour.
And fix that up.
Going on.
Yeah.
You're very distracted.
Now I've got a splinter. Thanks a lot, Guns N' Roses.
Boo-hoo.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.
Hey. I'm sitting here in my board shorts.
You are. You're ready to
cowrie shell necklace.
Those old sandals.
I'm sitting here
sandals.
Glowing in the dark.
You're glowing?
Yeah.
No, I mean because of my tan.
What's wrong with you?
Why?
You reverse that? Can you dial it down?
I don't care. It'll be fine when I get to somewhere that's sunny, that's for sure.
Can we dim the lights?
Shut up. Leave me alone. Okay.
All right.
Hey, well, let's go to some callers because we got Jeff on the line.
Yeah.
Jeff, we're still doing some clowns because there's so many.
Afternoon.
Who do you want to clown?
I'm the clown, that last person on the phone for the Bon Jovi tickets.
Brendan. It was Brendan. Here's what he did.
Let's get a prize to Brendan instead.
I got two tickets for you to go see Bon Jovi.
What?
Oh, I hate Bon Jovi.
Oh, you are a sourpuss.
We're taking them back.
That's nothing, hilarious.
You're not getting the tickets. What an idiot.
Honestly, Bon Jovi's a legend, mate.
That made you laugh, Jeff. That made me laugh.
You're a fan, are you, Jeff?
Oh, I'm a huge fan.
Two tickets for you, Jeff.
That's why you are the best radio station. Always.
Now we're talking turkey. What do you think of Luke Boner? do you like his work?
What do you think of that?
Have we got it there? Yeah. Oh, please.
Let's hear one more time. Hang on.
Tracy, g'day. How are you?
I went through a house fire about a year and a half, nearly 2 years ago, and now I'm 80% burnt all over my body.
Oh, jeez.
I was in a coma for 11 days.
Just wait there a second, Tracy. Belgium has just scored this audio thanks to SBS.
It was Belgium. It wasn't even Australia.
What
I don't care. It wasn't even England. It wasn't Mexico.
Hang on a second. I've got a Division 3 result here.
It was bloody Belgium.
Belgium scored. He's turned off. Since he's in a coma, mate.
Well done, Jeff. You got those tickets, mate. Geez.
And that segues us nicely. Yeah, well done, Jeff, into World Cup. Chris is on the line. Who do you want to clown, Chris?
Mate, I want to clown all the World Cup soccer players for taking farcical dives to get penalties.
Yeah,
used to be an art. It used to be an art. Now it's not.
There's some funny ones.
A bit tedious,
Santo brought in some beauties. Yeah. There's no one within about 3 feet and some guy's gone down. Like he's been shot.
Yeah.
I get it. I really do. Clown them. Might clown a few of the commentators as well.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Limo brought a couple in earlier in the week, and I love these. Who's the first guy? This is Portugal. This is Ronaldo.
That's it.
Cristiano. He'll vai! A goal!
Wow.
I wouldn't.
It's not done. That's good stuff.
I wonder what would happen when he has sex.
In the bedroom. Jeez. Crikey. Imagine being in the apartment next door. Something terrible's going on.
I've got another clown to do with World Cup.
Well, hey, we've got a couple more of these callers.
Okay, cool.
You can move on momentarily, but I want to do. We've got Bergkamp.
Frank de Boer speelt de bal. Heel goed naar Dennis Bergkamp. Neemt de bal aan. Dennis Bergkamp. Frank de Boer speelt de bal naar Dennis Bergkamp. Die neemt de bal feilloos aan. En hij schiet de bal erin. We spelen nog officieel 20 seconden. Dennis Bergkamp. 2-1.
One more. Can we do your Iceland?
We can because we're Barrett. Yeah, we go for Iceland. So you always have to say they're going to kill you. Give me a fist. Jota.
There you go. Have you got another?
I was going to just clown, just on World Cup, the Peruvian fan.
How dare
who
you?
Almost stole Timmy Cahill's jumper until the mum of the Aussie kid intervened.
That's what you do. Yeah, that kid should harden up. No, the Peruvian fans were very good natured and I like their style.
I don't know why you're so into the Peruvians all of a sudden.
Fun.
No, you just jump on
They were
on
having
board.
A good time. About how much sunshine do you reckon they get in Peru?
Lot.
Do you reckon that's a barrel of laughs every day?
How much sunshine?
Oh, you know what I mean. Oh. Yeah, that's loving their lives. Do you deny them
don't
that?
You think that's just painting the entire country downtrodden?
I'm going to go and live in Peru. Oh,
all right, off you go.
I'm going to run for president. Hey, have a look at this. South Korea, have you heard this? South Korean players said they could be punished when they return home with military service for their poor performance at the World Cup.
See, now, it's scary for people. Yeah. I mean, that's hardening up, isn't it? Those players.
That's why everyone's so happy when they win. But look at that. South Korea punished military service. This, I've known of this a few times. I think the Iraqis, remember they came out here and lost? They went home, they had the soles of their feet beaten.
Yeah.
What?
Horrific.
Good old Saddam.
Oh, my God. That's old school, egg. Is it?
It was a sole. That would hurt, yeah?
It would.
Soles of your feet?
Terrible.
Yeah, that's one. What about the Colombian keeper?
What happened there?
Oh, he got shot.
Hey.
He got shot.
I think we got one more call before we go to the...
Gotta love the World Cup. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we do. Russell, what's happening?
Hey, Russell.
Hey, lovely clown, Jane.
Whee!
Sorry, you're clowning me. What? Why?
Because you've got a spray tan.
Yeah.
When you go on somewhere sunny to get a tan.
Yeah, that's what all girls do.
Come here to get a tan.
That's a good point you make,
how
Russell.
How long do you reckon it takes me to go in the sun, get a tan? Also, # slip, slop, slap.
You're too busy to sit in the sun.
I don't sit in the sun. I've got an umbrella and a cocktail. And this, I need to already have the tan done. I lead a simple life.
Her cocktail umbrella is an actual umbrella. It sits in a very big glass.
She'll be having one
in about 15 hours, I'm suggesting. So. All right. Well done, everybody, for getting on board. We've got a massive, massive second hour
coming up. Yes, we have. A couple of really great guests on standby.
Adam Rosenbach. Yep. We're going to have the review of the week, which we love.
Oh, I do.
And hang around. Are you going to do anything of note?
Oh, I'll be on the wheels of steel here. Pushing the buttons.
I like
Dangerous that. Dave on the wheels
Thank
of steel.
Thank you.
That's all it. Right.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
We are all 1 hour away from a cavalcade of knockoffs, people. So hang in there, not far to go. Very excited. A couple of cracking guests in this hour.
I agree.
Ross Bloody Noble.
Oh, he's awesome. I can't wait to talk to him. He's been in the theatre.
He's on his 15th tour. He's been at the West End, London.
The West End.
Pardon me, Your Majesty.
And we've also got the great Rosie Adam Rosenbach's coming in to have a chat with us as well.
I can't wait to hear his antics. I know he's done a bad gig. Or not a bad gig, a weird gig. These are the ones that interest me the most,
too.
Jane Kennedy. We'll have the week in review. I love it.
Oh,
we bag
yes.
up some bits and take a trip
down.
We can
hear all my highlights.
Well, there won't be much of you in there. I've just gone and made a couple of tweaks.
You're feeling a bit happy and chipper because we're going on holidays.
Yeah, very shortly.
Very shortly.
We'll take your calls, take your tweets, and then get the F out of
Whee!
Here. Come on, hang about.
Right now.
When you go to a Ross Noble show, there's no telling where you'll end up.
Never put a blanket over an owl. Yeah. Unless, of course, you're babysitting an owl and he wants tucking in. You know, in which case, it's fine. How would you even know when you tucked an owl in? They haven't got necks, owls, have they?
But Ross has shown his versatility away from stand-up too, from acting on TV, where he went on a date with Harold from Neighbours.
I admit that my profile pic may have been a little misleading.
A little misleading? You promised me Antonio Banderas, and what do I get? F***ing Santa.
To treading the boards in London's West End with young Frankenstein.
Welcome to Castle Frankenstein!
But now he's back in Oz with a new stand-up tour, El Hablador.
There's no theme, there's no high concept. I just thought that's a cool name.
Please welcome Ross Noble.
Oh, he's a triple threat, a quadruple threat.
Exactly.
Theatre, TV, live shows.
Can you dance as well?
I had to do that for the Young Frankenstein.
Really?
It's a full dance extravaganza.
Did you find that difficult?
Well, I started doing dance lessons about 6 weeks before we... As a grown-up, yeah. It's sort of the minimum requirement for a musical.
6 weeks.
And I did 6 weeks before the... I'm like on my feet, you know, but to learn quite complicated dance manoeuvres. So I started 6 weeks before the 8 weeks of rehearsal, turned up thinking, I'm going to get ahead of the professional dancers.
I've nailed this.
And I turned up and I was ahead of those professional dancers for about 2 to 3 minutes. And they just went, oh, no, you do it like this.
What was the genre? Was it tap? Was it rhythm? Was it river dancing? What were you doing?
What would you describe? It was, in Young Frankenstein, if you've seen the film, there's Putting on the Ritz.
Okay,
there's a full...
A bit of jazz hands, really.
A bit of jazz hands. And there was a one where you had to kind of dance dance, the monsters in the middle, and we had to dance around, and we had to go like da 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 da, and it was forward, back to the side, but then you had to go in a circle.
I'm intrigued now.
Hopefully it'll come to Australia.
So you would have wanted to improvise, wouldn't you? Did you have to learn the steps, or did you say, I'll just wing it from here and throw in a few of my own?
Funnily enough, they don't appreciate that sort of carry on. The only time with that show we're allowed to improvise was because it's quite a complicated set with revolving bookcases and stuff. Every time the set broke down, myself and Hadley, the guy playing the doctor, I was the hunchback. I know it's hard to believe. I know he's thinking, surely you are the dashing lead. We're told you can go on an improvising character. So we'd go out there and we were somewhere.
Hunchbacks improvising.
It was great fun. It was one night, the first time the thing broke, I started talking about how we were remodelling the castle. So B&Q is the sort of British version of Bunnings, you know.
Yeah,
so,
oh, yeah, yeah.
So I started talking about B&Q and all the rest of it. And we finished the show. And because Mel Brooks was there for the whole.
Oh, wow.
It was like all the rehearsal and then all the previews and stuff. And then afterwards, I won't swear, but you'll get the idea of what he might have mentioned, the word he might be going for. He said, I love it. I love it. That was funny. I think we should keep it in the show. It was so funny. But what the is a B&Q? No idea. So yeah, that's. I love to dance.
And that was over.
There you go.
I love to dance.
It was over in London, was that?
Yeah, London.
The West End.
How long ago was this?
Just all of last year and the start of this. I finished that in February. Came over.
Check please.
Did a tour.
Yep.
Finished the tour in Oz, and then lots of places went, whoa, you've missed us out. So these dates are basically me. It's my apology tour.
It's a last lap. Yeah. But I see you've got to make good with Mackay and Townsville and Cairns. That's a good part of the world.
Oh,
it's good to get up there.
Love it
up the pointy bit.
Oh, yeah.
And have a tour.
Especially for the weather.
And you're half Australian now, Ross, of course.
I am, yes.
And you're married to an Australian.
Yeah, I am. I'm married to a beautiful Australian who I don't mean to put you on the spot here. There's a bit of a crush on you.
Oh, hello. Oh,
yeah.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. Hello.
So,
here we go.
So the wife...
Put a spring in my step.
Big fan of you. I mean, I can't... She actually said to me, ask him if you die, would you... If you die, would you take over?
Well, that's a big yes from me.
Yeah.
That's a yes.
Although she did say, how's he drinking?
I know I'm okay these days.
Yeah.
Well, a bit hungover today.
My team
played last night. Do you know, one of my mates went under, Roger, had a reasonably big operation.
Yeah.
And they were about to put him under, and it was for a serious ailment. And I was in there, and the last thing I said to him before he went under, I said, if anything goes wrong, do I have your blessing to Dame Marissa, his wife of 35 years? I credit pulling him through. I absolutely tell you, because as the haze came over and he drifted off, you could see the determination on his face that would never happen.
Can I just show you something on my phone?
Sure.
Yeah.
Now, she's very partial to you, right? She's very partial. And she was discussing this with some of the mums
on
the school run, and it turns out this one... It's all the mums.
Stop it. Don't tell him that, for God's sake.
We're watching the front bar, right? I have no interest. I don't even know what that sport is. I don't know.
What are we talking about?
I don't know who any of these people are. I mean, I'm finding it funny. But I think, because I've listened to the show, and I think I might know what it is
the secret
that we have in common.
Yes.
Look how many unread emails I have.
Just read them out. How many?
You've got it.
25,159.
There you go.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Most of them from towns like Werribee. Yeah, where the hell are you?
25,000 unread emails. I heard it on the show, and I went, I understand.
Yeah, you can top that.
She likes a man who doesn't respond.
I can do that. Hang about.
Yeah.
You've got a request.
Yes, I have.
Yes. Do you remember what it is?
I don't know. It's something.
Dire Straits.
It's
really special.
It's really dear to your heart.
You've got a song to request and you don't know what it is.
What was the song?
Sultans of Swing.
Oh, the Sultans of Swing.
Here we go. Yes.
Will you tell us after we come back why it's special to you?
It's very special.
Let's hear it now. Ross Noble with us. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Sultans of Swing, Dire Straits for Ross Noble joining us on Kennedy Malloy. By the way, alist.com.au to get the tickets for El Halbador. What's the reason why you picked that song there, Ross?
I picked it because Mark Knopfler once asked out my mum.
Listen, wow. you're the name dropping today. Wow. Something Mark shocking.
Mark Knopfler. And
that's
and
huge.
Your mum responded positively or
no. She was, otherwise I wouldn't be here, would I? I'd be sitting in a chair living off the Knopfler millions.
You'd be sitting in a chair with a little headband.
I've got a crush on Mark Knopfler.
Money for nothing. Sorry. Yeah.
I've got a crush on Mark Knopfler.
Do you?
Always had.
Was it the headband? Was it the
It was his skills.
Was it?
Because Jane's a musician.
Oh, I see.
Jane plays in a band.
Jane has
a band called Highly Strung.
Had a band many years ago.
They're getting the band back together.
Ask Ross.
And what was the...
I'm acoustic guitar and singer.
But what is it about the Knopfler? What is it about the Knopfler technique?
That's like
the Heimlich manoeuvre.
It resonates
for something else. I think if you've got something trapped in your throat, that's the Heimlich manoeuvre. The Knopfler technique is if you're constipated. No,
I don't know. It is the Heimlich manoeuvre. At my funeral, you can play Local Hero. That's the music.
Wow. Pencil me in for that.
There we go.
And what about some Gypsy Kings? Can we do some Gypsy Kings?
How dare you?
At my dad's funeral, right, he was a massive, because my dad's, he's not anymore. My dad used to play the guitar and obsessed with Eric Clapton. Loved Eric Clapton.
Yeah. Sure.
So at his funeral, so well, what we're going to play when the coffin goes out, and I come up with this brilliant idea, right? Now, how good is this, right? He's not a man, he didn't take himself too seriously, my dad, right? So at the funeral, right, you know that bit in Layla? There's a bit in the middle, if you know the, you know, the piano bit.
Yes,
right. Oh, I love that bit.
And people don't know, because you don't tend to hear that bit, you know?
Right.
So that bit, to most people, is just kind of, unless you've watched Goodfellas, you don't know, you know, and that's what you want. You know, what should we try and evoke in people's minds? Oh, that big dad was a massive cocaine fiend. So we thought we'll play the Layla thing, right? So what happened was, coffin's there. Thanks very much, everyone. I don't know. Thanks very much.
Or something priesty.
Something. No. He was. No,
Reverend.
It wasn't none of that. He's humanist. He didn't.
Oh yeah.
So they said, right, there you go. And then there's coffin, right? And the music went dun 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 dun, and they pick the coffin up like that, and they're carrying it off. But of course, if you time it just right, the coffin picks up. The end of the music plays, and it goes dun dun. He's out.
I like it. That's a great way to go.
The best funeral I ever went to was an 80-year-old man across the road who lived a colourful life, maybe a colourful identity, with possibly underworld connections, but a great old man, and he was at a funeral. So there's a few reasonable types floating around, racetrack guys, you know, your local hoodlums and all that. Anyway, in the middle of the ceremony, what do you call it?
Yeah.
Service.
They're going away, and the priest is going, and we're gathered here today, and it's great to see everyone here. And Crickwaite Randwick, and started giving out race results in the middle of the. Now that's brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah,
can't plan that. What's happening here? So no concept as per usual. Nah, you jump on stage, habitat.
Yeah.
You get out there let it rip.
Stuff happens. There you go. That's all you need.
Where are we going to put all these towns? How are we going to get all these out here?
We'll get these up on our website. We'll tweet them
Logan,
out as well.
Logan, Gold Coast, Lismore, Mackay, Townsville, Cairns, Darwin. That's a good run right there.
Mm. And why is it called El Hablador?
It means because I've run out of things to call shores.
It feels exotic, right?
It rhymes with Labrador.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is a reason in and of itself.
That'll do. Cockney rhyming slang for a dog show. Yeah. And if I go to Darwin, should the plane goes down, be ready.
I'm on standby.
Oh, really?
Tell him to give me a call if you start looking peakish.
Oh, that's lovely.
Good on you, mate. Always a pleasure. Ross Noble.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Oh, it's been a big one this week. I think I was very
good. It's
been a
great week. You, 3 out of 10.
I think I...
Dave,
3?
4 out of 10.
Oh, 4, thanks.
How dare you.
Doing all the heavy lifting once again. 9.5 out of 10. The one, the only, the great Monsieur Malloy. Wow. No, it was a team effort. Can
it
I say that?
It was a team effort.
But
I enjoyed it.
If we were
it.
Accepting an award, I would get to make the speech while you guys stood behind, stand
not
behind
a
me.
Not a competition.
And you get a little word in at the end.
All right,
just
Dave.
Before the orchestra starts.
Let's play The Week in Review.
A week of surprises on Kennedy Malloy. Mick was surprised by his boys' school report cards.
It was excellent. The well behaved. Yes. Really? Are they polite? Yes. So then they come home and behave like little monsters.
We were surprised by the body parts that some people are keeping.
When I was a teenager, I really liked this boy, and I had the fluff from his belly button in a locket.
Oh, that's you, Kathy. Hi. It's been a while. Hi, Kathy. Can I have that back?
It was a little surprising that Dangerous Dave liked Greg Norman's nudes.
I don't think it's a bad
thing.
You
love him.
I don't love him. I think, good on him. What? 63.
A naked Greg Norman with a driver in his hand.
I don't hate it.
Or kissing a fish.
It's adorable.
It's suppose, not really.
Well, at least it's not Craig Parry. I mean, that would be great.
We were surprised by some of the ridiculous purchases out there.
Marcus, what did you buy?
Back in the 90s, I was working up in Hayman Island, and we were doing a lot of flying back and forth, so I thought I'd splash out and buy a life membership to an airline lounge.
Oh, yeah.
Which one?
Ansett.
We shouldn't have been at all surprised that any chat with Mick and Warnie would eventually turn to strippers.
Now, I thought of you the other day when they announced the death of Peter Stringfellow. I thought of you straight away because I know that was a favourite haunt of yours. But Warnie, did you start reminiscing about all the good times you've had at Stringfellow's, which I should point out is a very classy gentleman's club in London?
Right. You're funny, I haven't been there.
You would look fantastic on a pole there.
That's the loveliest thing you've ever said to me. I'm thrilled.
Dave O'Neill told us that sometimes he surprises audiences.
See, I don't go to a lot of gigs by myself, so I'm like a stripper. They go, all right, just stay in that room and come out at 9 o'clock, and you're a surprise.
Oh.
We haven't told anyone at the Rotary Club that you're going to be. You're a surprise.
All right.
I walk out and people just go, who is that? Katie Lang? What's going on?
We were very surprised to hear that Carl Stefanovic is on the wagon.
I've given up before the Logies. I've given up.
A load of nonsense.
I don't like myself drunk.
No, you're a good drunk, Carl. Oh, I agree. You are.
In fact, you're preferable drunk.
Oh, gee. I told her the other day that I'd give up alcohol. She goes, I much prefer if you didn't give it up.
Russell Howcroft was surprised at Jane's resistance to the plastic bag ban.
So it's a behavioural change, a psyche.
Yeah.
That we have to accept.
I'm
and
very
move
surprised,
on.
Jane, that you've been a plastic bag user. Really.
Jane's pretty selfish when it comes to her interaction with the world in general.
Are you with me on that?
I know.
She takes. Her footprint is massive.
No.
She's hanging 10.
I have great care for the environment and especially for animals.
They call it
Shut
Bigfoot.
Up.
Yeah.
Shut up.
And finally, Mick thought Jane's family were in for a surprise on their upcoming holiday.
If I know you, you're probably trying to get into America, so you're deliberately separated from your children.
This is Kennedy Malloy, your new way to drive home.
And it's Friday, and a friend of the show has swung by. It's Adam Rosenbergs. Hello, Adam. How are you?
Oh, g'day, guys.
How are you, Rosie?
I'm very good. I'm excited. It's happy end of financial year to everyone.
It is. Well, you've been at home doing your taxes?
That's what I do, yeah. I've got a big party planned for it, Office Works theme. It's going to be a lot of fun tonight.
They didn't used to use the acronym as much as they do now.
EOFI. It took me ages to work it out.
I know, me too.
What's that about?
Why do they just keep banging on about that now?
You gig a lot. Are you gigging this weekend? What's your plan?
You know what? I've got the weekend off because I had such a strange gig last weekend that I thought maybe I just need a break from it.
You piqued my interest.
Yes,
I love
me too. What happened?
These are the ones I like more than the ones when people go, gee, I had a good one. I like the ones where you go, yeah, I had a weird one.
No one wants to hear about your good one. It's like a date. No one wants to hear it went well.
Yeah,
that's right.
You want a shocker.
So what happened?
So Friday was when I did the gig. I got the call on the Thursday night. So the night before, someone said, we need someone for a 70th birthday at someone's house.
The alarm bells would have been ringing for me there and then.
Me too, because
at someone's
how
house,
do you go about that?
He says someone's 70th at a house.
At a house.
So with lots of 70-year-olds.
Well, yeah, there were a few around. No one I knew, so I didn't know much about it. They
was
said,
this a last-minute decision they made to have a stand-up comedian at a gig, at a birthday?
I think it was. They were thinking, oh, how can we kind of, you know, how can we finish off the night in a fun way? So they said it was going to be catered. There were going to be about 25, 30 people there. And I thought, that's done. I've had smaller audiences than that.
Right.
So I can handle
nervous.
This. Yeah. So I head out. So it's about an hour and a bit out of town. So it's properly...
An hour and a half to think about it as you drive out there to entertain a 70-year-old in his own house.
On a phone. No, her. Joan. It was Joan. Joan's 70th. So I.
And what's she expecting? Is so someone like from the Catskills? Oh, so like an old.
No, that's the other thing. Joan doesn't know that I'm on. I'm a surprise.
Oh, surprise.
So, first thing, I get to the address that I'm given. Yes. Okay. So I arrive at this, I call, I'm on the dirt road. So it's completely rural. No streetlights. I've seen kangaroos. It's completely rural. I ring up. I say, I'm out the front. They say, drive up the driveway. So I go up there. The house is all in darkness. There's no cars around. I'm thinking, this is really strange. Like,
what's going on here?
Yeah, I'm about to get murdered.
It's a bit Wolf Creeky all
Yeah, exactly. And it was at, I was on 140 Ivan Milat Road. So I was a little bit I was a little bit worried.
Okay.
And then about 5 minutes passed and I'm stressing. I'm thinking, I've been stitched up here. And then she rings back and goes, oh, I think I've given you the wrong address. I was like, how did you get this bit wrong?
Right.
So she says, a few K's down the road. So I go to this house. The woman comes out the front that I'm that's organised it all. She says, you can't come in yet because you're a surprise. Joan doesn't know that you're on and there's already another act on.
What's going on at this 70th? This is not how my parents had it.
So I had to wait for a magician to finish. So there's a magician in the lounge room. He's doing all, balloon animals for the kids and stuff and the parents are all watching And so I go, well, I can't go into the house because I'm a surprise, so I can't be seen. So I go back to the car and I sit in my car for another 20 minutes waiting for the magician to finish all his tricks.
I'm just fascinated what your material's going to be about Joan.
So I go into the house, eventually get there. The girl that's looking after me is Katie. She says, I've got to give a bit of a speech, you know, to Mum and then I'll introduce you. So then she says, we're going to sing Happy Birthday and bring a cake out. And I said, well, you can't eat the cake. And she's like, oh, why not? And I said, well, people can't eat and I do comedy because then they can't laugh. They've got their mouths full. So I'm the fun police saying no cake.
Yeah, you are the fun police. Mean people can't laugh with a mouthful.
So they sing the song.
So they put the cake and you say, there'll be no cake till the comedian's finished.
But they leave the cake out there. So everyone's looking at the cake as
so
they introduce
distracted.
Me. Yeah.
Oh, no.
So I go out there. I'm in.
Someone tried to cut it and make a wish. I wish the comedian wasn't here.
So I go out there, introduce. Joan doesn't know that I'm on. Joan doesn't know who I am.
Can I ask quickly, yes. Did they give you any, say,
background
material
on
Joan?
Nothing. I just did my normal material. So I go out there.
Jesus.
Really weird intro. And I'm in the lounge room. So people are sitting on couches. There's a guy in a recliner. I'm like, he's going to be asleep in 3 minutes. No one's staying awake in a recliner.
This is a tough room, Rosie. Yeah. Please tell me it went all right.
Very tough. So the opening 5-6 minutes was really hard work. There were kids coming in and out. It was just becoming a nightmare. And then... I'm thinking, I'm getting really hot here and it's probably because it's not going very well. And then I realise I'm standing beside a fireplace. And you know when your face gets really taut when you're too close to the fireplace? And I'm thinking, I've got another 20 minutes of this. I can't move.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, how did the balloon animals not pop in front of this? The magician was wearing a cape and a stupid velvet hat. How is he not passed out?
Did you do some material on the fire?
I didn't. I got through it and then a conversation starts on the couch between Joan and her husband.
While you're on.
While I'm on. And I think I've got to ask what's going on here. And I said, is everything okay? And she said, oh, he needs to take his tablets. He hasn't taken them yet. And I'm like, it's not ecstasy, is he? He's not getting into this.
I think it's one of those parties.
Yeah, man. And I'm thinking, if he can't last the length of my set, I don't want to stop him from getting his pills. So I'm like, of course, get up, you know, go take your
pills.
So he goes off, takes his tablets. And then I get to the end, I stumble through it, I finish. And then I kind of walk off and I don't know where to go because I don't know the house. So I turn left and just open a bathroom door and end up in a bathroom. And I'm just standing going, what am I doing now?
So that's hilarious.
That is a very surreal Friday night for you, I imagine.
Yes.
Not your normal.
And did they pay you?
They did eventually pay me. And that's available on DVD if anyone wants to watch.
Hey, hang about, Rosie. We've got more with you coming up after this ad.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Adam Rosenbachs is joining us in studio right now.
I love hearing about those bad gigs.
Oh, I'm still recovering.
Did I tell the story the one you, me and Limo did together at... What was the
one? Portland Hotel.
The Portland Hotel.
So this is a new comedy night, and you know, they brought out the big guns. Us three were going to be
opening night. It was,
yeah,
and
was big launch.
Big launch.
Sounds good.
It was the worst gig we've ever done.
Why? Yeah.
The only laughter in the room you could hear was the other two comedians standing at the back of, at the back of the room laughing at how badly you were going.
And so I was emceeing, and I think it was Limo, then Mick was on last.
You were emceeing, and he started doing all his real A-list material real early. Yeah. Going, he's struggling. Oh.
Is that a sign?
He's played his Joker. We're only 5 minutes in.
The best bit was Mick had to watch an hour's worth and knew he was coming up at the end. And then, of course, Mickey, being slightly overly aggressive, walks out. And one guy's really excited that Mick's on. And Mickey walks out and he goes, Mickey! And Mickey goes, how long have you been an F-wit, mate?
Oh, come on!
That's a way to win the crowd over, Michael.
That was his opener.
Wow.
That's my rapport.
I know.
That's what you call a bit of audience participation and all the rest.
They set a nice low bar and then built it up from there.
Right, that was funny. Now what else is news with you?
So I wanted to bring in a quick story just about the apartment block that I live in. Now, do you guys get along with your neighbours? You're okay?
I do, actually, yes.
I do too, but I'm really minimalist when it comes to interaction because I just think, you know what, we're all busy. We didn't choose it and we do it, but you know what? We're all friends.
Yeah,
it's all amicable. So I live in like a small apartment complex. It's seven places in ours. And the other night, I'm above the garage, the secure garage, and I heard an argument down there and I thought, oh, maybe I dreamt it. And then I ran into one of my neighbours, the guy Dave, who lives upstairs. And he said, oh, sorry if you heard some shouting the other night, but I was in an argument with Nick, who lives on the same level as me. And so what happens is when Nick turns his heating on, it kind of rattles through the building and it wakes up Dave, okay? And he gets all agitated about it. And so he went down into the basement and switches off the heating at the mains.
Oh, that's a bit out of line.
Now we've got a game going.
Game on.
And so there was
how did the other guy find out?
Well, he was
his heating stopped.
Why does this keep going off? And then he went down and saw him. He's like, mate, you can't do that. He's like, yeah, well, you're keeping me awake. And so I'm hearing both of the stories from either of them.
So whose side were you taking? You just got to be Switzerland.
For each one, I was like, yeah, you can't do that. And then to the other, I'm like, yeah, you can't do that. And
this is the guy who did a gig standing beside a fire who had no reason whatsoever to turn.
Yeah. So now, because it's been so cold, I'm just going to go down there tonight and switch it off myself and just wait for the fireworks to begin.
just for a bit of
amusement.
It's so great.
Do you have someone in charge of your building who handles all that, you know?
They did. I think they did bring in the real estate agent and they said, well, you got to call the cops. And the guy who's having the thing turned off was like, well, he's turning the heating off, but I don't want to get the police involved.
How about get a plumber and fix it?
Who's the body corporate? Yeah. I'll do it. I'll get a Bosch. I'll come around with a Bosch. And I'll look, can you quickly tell my other favourite story, most undignified thing I've ever seen is you getting a jaywalking ticket from a PSO, not even a proper cop.
Not even a proper cop.
You don't
cop.
Have to call the cops. You've been done for jaywalking, which I didn't
think was a thing.
Well,
that's outrageous.
But by a couple of borderline civilians. It was two PSOs. Let's be honest. They haven't done much of a training course, have they?
I don't think so. They got a uniform. That's about it. And a pen.
I thought they were supposed to be on train stations or something.
Yeah. Why is it? What did you do?
It was weird. Well, I was going to the football and I'd crossed the street and was walking towards them. So they were near a train station but not at the train station. And I had my headphones on and I knew they'd eyeballed me. And so I kept trying to walk and he was like, hey, mate. And I was like, oh, God. So he calls me over. He goes, do you realise you were jaywalking? I'm like, yes. He goes, why would you do that? I'm like, mate, I've got eyes. I've crossed the road
Why would you do that? How are you, my dad?
Yeah.
Oh, you would have handled it well, wouldn't you?
Oh, my God.
You're stroppy at the best of time.
I would have caused a scene.
You would have caused a scene.
So I wanted to take a photo for Instagram while the guy's starting to take my license details down, and that did not go down.
I sent him off.
Yeah, yeah. Not the one who was taking the license down. He was quiet. The other guy arced up. He's like, mate, you can't take a photo.
So it's like good cop, bad cop. It's like good PSO, bad PSO. And where's the stand? You got a ticket? Are you going to pay it?
They've got to send it out to me. The last thing they said to me is anything you say can and will be used in court against you.
They're making it up.
That's what I said.
These guys have just been down the... trick shop.
And will be used in your stand-up routine.
Exactly. Yeah. Where does Cachet? Got any gigs coming up that I need to know about?
No, but I'm going to be on the kick on Channel 7.
Oh, Channel 7.
Yeah,
before that's my old seat.
Yes.
Well, that is big butt cheeks to fill.
Yes.
Just what we want to hear.
I hope the seat's nice and comfy.
Oh, it will be.
Hey, thanks, Rosie, for coming in.
Pleasure.
Kennedy Malloy.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
All thanks to Bosch Procore 18V lithium ion batteries.
I'm a bit emotional today because this is our last day with Bosch on board as a sponsor.
And well, it's been wonderful.
I just feel like kind of came to know those guys quite well.
I know what you're
the
saying.
The Bosch is it's like an extension of my own arm.
I never realised that.
Thank you, Bosch.
That I would be so into a power tool and its battery life.
It's six year
warranty.
I love that Bosch.
It's been
what
fantastic.
What do you do? What do you,
they go as a jacket.
The Bosch, it comes, it goes, leads you on, and now they're gone.
But the power never runs out.
The power never runs out.
It's always there waiting for us.
Go home, pop it in.
Hang on.
You're a mess today.
I'm not a mess. What are you talking about? How's my tan going?
Don't, Dave. I'm getting all emotional again.
I'm not. I'm ecstatic. How's my tan?
Just think about the Bosch. Oh, your tan?
Is it hanging
your
in there?
Your tan. Look, I'm not sure it's supposed to be doing that right now.
Doing what?
Crusty?
No.
Crusty bit.
Am I going Trumpy?
You know what you look like? You
look a bit Trumpy.
Not Trumpy, but it's like running. You look like a Palomino.
Oh, really?
Like you've got... You know,
I'll take that.
You
as
know
a compliment.
Those patches everywhere.
Oh, the
bit sort of blotty, sort of a bit. Sort of,
I know what you're saying.
And there's tracks where you've been crying. Little.
Yeah. Tracks.
I'll have to get out my makeup.
How'd you go?
How'd it go? I told you, unreal. It takes 4 minutes. I go in the booth. I've told
all right.
You.
Okay. So where are you going now?
I'm going to the airport.
All right.
I'm going to go and
Can you be careful? I've got a bad feeling. Your flight.
Again, do you know what happens
no,
when you
I,
say
I
that?
No, I apologise.
My girlfriends ring me up and say he's dreadful. That
do you remember? I did it last time, with. And then I rang you when you got there. I said, "Please tell me you've landed safely." What about you, Dave? What are you doing?
Yeah, spending a couple of weeks off with the family, going on holidays, which would be great.
Attach a caravan to the gits and
that's
hit the road.
Exactly. That's where you're going. Road tripping, and I can't wait.
We'll have a ball and think about whether you want to come back or not.
No,
it's up to you.
Have a good hard think about that.
Might be a position here.
Have fun in your special island, wherever it is.
Mystique. Yeah,
Mystique.
The island of Dr. Moreau.
Don't do anything too silly, will you?
We will be back in 2 weeks for Kennedy Malloy.
Possibly.
See you then.
The new Bosch Procore 18V lithium-ion batteries can last longer than this podcast. Upgrade today for 87% more power than the 6 amp hour. Good. Better. Bosch.